Back on board the Claws of Destiny, Greg had finally come to the end of his patience with the Greenhorn sloppy work. 300 miles from shore and facing some of the most vicious winds of the season.
That's all you got? Slapping from the back?
Even the smallest mistake could prove deadly.
He suck punch me from behind.
A fist fight breaking out in an 80-knot gale isn't something you see every day. But when carelessness puts lives at risk, passions tend to boil over. Meanwhile, Charlene's appointment is starting to come undone.
I am slowly coming around to realize that it's my day. I'm going to get what I want.
She's tried on 7 dresses in just over 2 hours. And with her mom and sister at odds, it's anyone's guess whether she'll ultimately find her dream dress.
I hate this dress.
Stumbling through the thick overgrowth, the injured buck seems to know that his time is short. The coyote who bit through his left hind leg was only stunned for a moment by the force of the kick and was now tracking the fresh blood of her injured prey. At 12:01 p.m., the bombers attacked the prison wall to allow the prisoners a route of escape. They went on to demolish the blocks where German officers were standing guard, many of whom were killed or wounded. 2 mosquitoes also attacked the nearby train station, buying the prisoners time while the German garrison was distracted. Judy Jones had a really fishy explanation for why she slit her husband's throat. The 44-year-old was charged with attempted murder and aggravated assault for slicing her husband Thomas Jones's throat while he slept. At her arraignment, she told the judge that she hadn't meant to kill her husband. She blamed the incident on a dream she was having about filleting fish. Known to be a stickler for ceremony and tradition, Elizabeth has shown signs of softening her stance. She had objected to the relationship between Prince Charles and Camilla Parker Bowles, with the pair having been involved while the prince was married. When the two wed in 2005, Elizabeth and Prince Philip had a reception in their honor at Windsor Castle.